Bava Kamma, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah introduces us to the question of what to do when there is a suffix, when there is some doubt about who or what was damaged in the case of a shore. The Mishnah tells us, Shor shenagach es hapara, so you have a shore, an ox that has gored a female cow, so it's a male goring a female, v'nimtza ubara bitzida. And you find, after the encounter, after the goring happens, you find that there is a fetus that's been killed, that is sitting next to the para. However, we ein yadua, it's unknown, im ad shalon negacha yolda, did it give birth prior to the negicha, and therefore the kshor is not liable for the death of the uber, it died on its own. Or did it give birth after the negicha, and it would be likely that it was the miscarriage was caused by the negicha, and therefore we're assuming that he would be liable in any of those cases. So there's a suffix about whether or not the shor and its owner is liable for the death of the ubar, of the miscarriage. So we know, let's say we have Adam, who can testify to the fact that this shor was nogeach, gored this para. We're not close enough to see what exactly happened with the uber, at what point it happened. So the halacha is, mishalim chatzi nezek lapara, we're talking about a short tam here, and therefore you would pay chatzi nezek for the death of the para, revia nezek levlad, and only a quarter nezek for the vlad. Why only a quarter nezek for the child, for the miscarriage? That's because this Mishnah, Gemara explains, is going according to Sumchas. Sumchas is of the opinion that Maman Hamutal Basafik, when you have money that's in a status of doubt, Cholkim, you divide it in half. However, the Chachamim argue on Sumchas and would say that Hamotzi Mechaver Alavaraya, that possession is the 9/10 of the law, and therefore you cannot extract any monies on the basis of just on a doubt. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, who argue on Simchas, you would not be liable at all for the Vlad, because it's a moment, we don't know what happened, and therefore, perhaps the owner of the shore is not liable for the Vlad at all. So also, v'chein para, shenigcha es hashor, if you have the opposite case, you have a para, a female cow that's with child, and it gores a shore, an ox, v'nimtza v'lada b'tzida, and after the goring, so the shore dies, let's say, and next to the para, you find a vlad next to it. V'ein yadua, and the vlad may be alive, and the para is alive, but we don't know whether or not the vlad has been involved in the goring. Was it part of the goring mother or not? At the when the goring happened, or it had been born already, and therefore it was not involved. We don't know whether or not it was prior to the negicha that it gave birth, and therefore the vlad did not participate in the goring. Or perhaps after the negicha happened, the child was born, and therefore it was part of the mother at the time of the goring. So what's the halacha? We know we're dealing with a short tam, let's keep in mind. And the halacha is by a short tam that you pay migufo, from the guf itself, from the animal itself. And therefore, let's say this could be relevant if the mother disappears and therefore we're left with only the child. If the child participated in the negicha, the collection could come from the child. Or let's say the mother doesn't have enough, selling the mother did not provide sufficient funds to pay for the chatzi nezek. Therefore, the question is, could you collect the remaining funds from the vlad? So the halacha is that mishalim chatzi nezek mina para, you can collect up to chatzi nezek from the para, and you can collect up to revia nezek mina vlad, a quarter of the nezek from the vlad, if necessary. If there's not enough to cover the cost of the chatzi nezek, you can go up to a quarter of the nezek from the vlad. This again is according to Sumchas only, who says maman hamutal basavik cholkin, and the Rabbanan would argue on this. The Chachamim would argue and say that no, hamotzi mechaver alavaraya, and therefore the vlad is totally off limits. You cannot collect anything from the vlad, only from the mother.